Hi. In this class, we're talking about ordination in the deacon minister, that you will go through these first two classes, the Getting Started class, the Christian Basics class, and then you go through the process of becoming ordained as a local deacon. And we know that the word deacon means minister, and you're going to then, after this process, be commissioned into a ministry role. So you're a minister in a specific role. So we say it, ordained as a deacon leader, a deacon minister, but then commissioned into a minister role. So let's review. Christian Leaders Institute is seeking to prayerfully raise up and equip highly trained local Christian leaders to bring revival. So, okay, that's what we do. That's the North Star of why we exist. Now, some of you, when you become ordained, may be ordained to paid positions, such as a part-time church position, such as an officiant, such as a church planter. Some of you may even be a pastor of a local church. You live in a rural area, and they don't have very many people. They need a pastor. You're well-trained. They call you. Some of you will be house church pastors. Maybe you're going to be ordained into a ministry and there'll be a paid position. There will be a woman's ministry position. And the list goes on, a youth position. So there are many ministry paid positions that your training can assist and aid you to get into. Now, I also want to talk about these could be paid positions, or this just could be callings. You're ordained in the order of a deacon, and then you are called and commissioned in a ministry role. So what I'm going to do is go over here and just list these various ministry roles, and I might comment on one or two of them. So Bible study minister. That's right. If you're leading a Bible study, you're ordained as a deacon leader, deacon minister, and now you're a Bible study minister, a local elder or deacon function in a local church, a local church minister, a pre-marriage minister, maybe a pastor, a local ministry chaplain, an efficient minister. Now again, these could be paid positions, they could be volunteer positions, a street minister, a coffee house minister, a prayer minister, an evangelist, a disability minister, a minister with disabilities, women's minister, youth minister, visitation minister, music minister, worship minister, discipleship minister, local Christian coach minister, marketplace minister. I love this marketplace minister. Can you just imagine being a marketplace minister? You have a job, you just love your job, you're working in a corporate environment, and people find out that you've taken ministry training, that you've been ordained as a minister, and someone says, what kind of minister are you? I'm a marketplace minister. What does that mean? Is I pray for the people I work for, and if you have something that you'd like prayer for, let me know. Or you want to have a conversation, let me know. And at some point, maybe someone in someone's family is in the hospital and they don't know anybody who's a minister and they need prayer. And they call you. They say, George, will you visit Sue, my wife, in the hospital? I'm going to meet you there. She needs prayer. Because you are an ordained marketplace minister. But there's others. Let me talk about some more. There's the children's minister, the veterans minister, the special ops minister. This could be someone who does things that's totally off the grid. A motorcycle club minister. When I was in Las Vegas, I met motorcycle ministers, motorcycle club ministers. It's pretty exciting. An author minister, a helps minister, a liturgical minister, a hospice care minister, a marriage care minister, a divorce care minister, men's minister, cowboy minister, Christian counseling minister, church school minister, prison minister, hospitality minister, post-prison minister, life minister, homeschool minister, blogging minister, Facebook minister, minister to those with addictions, community minister, corporate minister, trucker minister, community wellness minister, literacy minister, mental health minister, campground minister, student minister, college chaplain, spiritual warfare minister, trades minister, group home minister, singles minister, courting minister, seasonal minister. Do you get the idea? Who are you called? Who are you called to reach, to minister to? You know, I had just watched a TED Talk. It basically said, you know, have a clear understanding in your mind, basically five things. First of all, your own name. So, my name is Henry. Secondly, ask yourself, who am I called to do? Who am I called to serve? And we know it's God's people. Number three, what do you do that you're special gifted for? Okay, for me, I want to create highways of ministry. And I want to do that the best I can. And four, what do you do that is who you are? Okay, so, you know, I'm someone who loves to meet people and talk to people, so I'm very relational. And five, what impact in your heart of hearts do you want to see? I'll tell you what mine is. I want to see people called into ministry, trained in the ministry without any debt, and ordained to ministry with excellent education, so much so that the education can take them as far as they're called to go in ministry. And I'll tell you, I know my life's purpose, my calling. So, what we're going to talk about now is we're all in this together. This has to be free, because the fact is that many of the called ministry jobs are going to have no pay. And if they are, the pay is going to be small. So what we want in this whole concept as we raise up an army of ministers is that it is Vision Partner supported, a generosity supported, free high quality ministry training where thousands of Vision Partners gifts through the ordained leaders and the churches support more and more people, even covering more languages. So this is a movement of raising up leaders, of giving high-quality education, giving an ordination option in specific ministry roles that connect to your calling and life purpose. So for you, what does that mean? Maybe for you it means that as you start this out, you reach others and help them become ordained into ministry. And we call that a ministry training center, a mentor center. This is where local students rise up together, future revival leaders for training and accountability. After you're ordained into ministry roles, you're going to be looking for others who are going to join the movement as well. And this could be in ministry. It could be in enterprise. Remember the Apostle Paul. He was a tent maker and he was in ministry. Started movements of Christianity. Maybe you're going to develop an ordination center. I'm just dreaming. Maybe a house church network. Maybe you'll be connected to the Bishop's Council, which you'll find out more about at Christian Leaders Institute. Let's talk real quick about the Ordination Alliance, the Christian Leaders Alliance. First of all, there's a kingdom ordination. And that's what maybe most of you might want to participate in, bringing students through a process that facilitates local ordination with existing kingdom leaders, churches, and ministries. And you'll still be on our international directory, and we are pleased that we can connect and partner with indigenous churches leaders for this ordination option. Now, some of you may be connected directly to the Alliance through our own Bishop Council network, bringing students through a process that connects them to the Christian Leaders Bishop Council head, or council headed up by Brian DeCook. I'm on that council. The Board of Christian Leaders Institute are on that council. Board members, that is, are on that council. And again, these are just options that you'll find about in this class. You'll be connected with potential ordination partnerships. Some partnerships will basically maybe the peace minister through Brian DeCook's Peace Fire. Maybe there's an ordination level, a peace minister someday. So what we want to do is we want to connect you to top professors, top organizations, partnerships with local ministries, kingdom ministries, so that you can live out your life purpose and your life calling. What I'm excited about is that many of you may actually plant a church. That's right. Many of you may actually be part of growing a church network. I believe that we are at the beginning, that when we develop these ordination credentials and then we start rolling out more ordination roles, more ministry, more opportunities, more training, I believe that we will see revival, and I believe that revival will happen through you by God's grace. So, study hard, ask the Lord what His will is, and as you proceed through this ordination credentialing class, take this very seriously, because it is exciting that God is raising up leaders like you.